You're listening to a special edition of Be On Air Colorado with your host, Nora Casares.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Be On Air Colorado. Nora did not just develop a deep voice. I'm Vinny Thomas here today. Our guests in the studio are here on behalf of the Karis community. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Drew and EJ, welcome, both of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Would you guys just like to start off by telling us a little bit about what the Karis community is?
Sure. Karis is a residential therapeutic community for adults that are 21 years and older that are recovering from a serious or persistent mental illness. So we're located in the Congress Park neighborhood, about five blocks east of the Botanical Gardens at 1361 Detroit Street.
All right. And so these are facilities where people who maybe have a mental health condition can stay and kind of develop as a group and live independently.
That's correct. There's an interview process that takes place with our program coordinator, Kristen Gatto, and then if it's a good fit, the person's invited to an applicant dinner that's hosted by a community member on a Monday or Tuesday evening. So they make a minimum of a six-month commitment, and they can stay up to 2 years. The average length of stay is about a year and a half.
Okay. And after that, based on these skills that you've kind of fostered of independence, they go on to live by themselves pretty successfully.
Sure. I mean, that's, you know, our mission is to provide a transitional community living opportunity for restoring basic life skills and improving the social well-being of individuals that are recovering from a serious and persistent mental illness. But I just indicate that we're there for two reasons: to increase people's quality of life and to be a stepping stone towards greater independence.
Mm, absolutely. Drew, you were a member of the Karis community and now on the Karis community staff. How has it impacted you?
Well, it saved my life 12 years ago, so I continue to grow from the community. I never stop growing, and it's taught me how to give a little bit instead of take, which I did as an adolescent all the time, and maybe even as an adult for a little time, but it's changed my whole life around, gave me a reason to live.
Wow. And that give versus take concept, is that a pretty significant tenet?
You know, it is. We're based on an empowerment model, and so we want to really communicate to the community members that the strength lies within them and that they really do have choice over what they choose to participate in and do not participate in. So it really is. We have a saying at Karis that it's not about me, but it's about we, and how people get better and increase their quality of life is by helping the person next to them.
Mm-hmm. Before the show, we were talking a little bit about what the process is like for someone to be accepted into the Karis community and how, like you were talking about, that kind of fosters that sense of empowerment and actually gives empowerment to these individuals. Would you like to touch a little bit on that?
Sure. So after they go through the interview process with Kristen, they're invited to an applicant dinner that's hosted on a Monday or Tuesday evening, and it's hosted by someone in the community. Oftentimes, when people come to Karis, they have isolated and withdrawn from society, and so this really is an intentional aspect of our therapeutic community where we ask them to be host and greet the applicant at the door. They sit next to them, kind of introduce them to people in the community. And then after dinner is finished, they start the interviewing process and kind of communicate to the applicant, okay, we're going to ask you some questions, and then we'll ask you if you'd like to ask us questions. But at the end of that process, the applicant's escorted to the door and asked to call Kristen after 10 o'clock the next day to find the outcome of the vote. So the host comes back to the dinner table and asks each person to give their individual impressions of the applicant. And then there's an opportunity for crosstalk. Like someone will say, well, you had an uneasy feeling when the person responded in this way. And so they can elaborate on what that feeling meant to them. And then after that, they take a vote. It's a democratic process. So the community decides who comes in. And with that, it's their home. And so they're not only committed to their own personal growth and well-being, but they're going to be committed to the person coming into the community's personal growth and well-being too.
Mm-hmm. Drew, what was that process like of becoming a part of the Karis community for you?
Well, at first it was pretty rough because I was used to being pretty well isolated and institutionalized for a few years, probably in mental institutions of sorts and stuff. And so now it's completely different because I wasn't able to communicate at all with society, and all the way down from where I lived, my language, the way I try to put borders up with people by just being, I was a complete different person than I am now.
Yeah.
So transitioning to who I am now is a gift. It's a blessing, and it's just something I'm very grateful for.
Absolutely. EJ, who are some of the people who could benefit, do you think, from the CARES community?
You know, I think that anybody that may be struggling with a mental health issue where it has impacted their life, where they feel like that they have lost the ability to engage in relationships in a healthy manner, and those that may be struggling to live independently and may feel more isolated. So it's a very supportive community, and it's amazing because I think relationships wound and cause a lot of trauma and damage to us, and I think it's also relationships that restore and repair individuals. Absolutely. And relationships. So that's what people say, like, what's the magic about CARES? And I just say it's relationships. So people really do, they find healthy ways to negotiate conflict. And then a lot of folks have grown up with a lot of anger that's in the home, and so they've been used to people like leaving, slamming doors, or kind of just shutting down and disengaging. And so individuals oftentimes feel like, wow, that they've caused this anger and they have to flee from it. Well, in community, we say this is a laboratory. You take risks, you try different things out, and it's going to be messy. And I also tell folks, like, CARES is like one of the best places to be. It's one of the most challenging places to be, too.
Absolutely. And it really sounds like it's a unique format, you know, a unique community where people are encouraged to be individuals and encouraged to communicate and grow as individuals, but not treated as pariahs almost, because right. I see that happen in a lot of, and I hear about that happening in a lot of different mental health facilities, but CARES is different than that.
You know, it is. We really focus on trying to decrease stigmatism, and I tell the community every day, it's like, I don't look at you as someone that may struggle with depression or someone that may struggle with bipolar mood disorder or post-traumatic stress disorder. I look at you as an individual and that is worthy to be valued and treated in their own right. And so I think that's something that really is pretty cool that happens at CARES, where people, you know, they may say, oh, my name's Sue and I'm bipolar. We do a lot of reframing. I say, you're Sue and you struggle with bipolar mood disorder. So we're really big on not placing labels on people. And for folks seeing that, you know, this is something they may have to manage the rest of their life, but it doesn't define who they are as a person.
Absolutely.
I would have a real long name, like, my name is Drew and I'm bipolar and social anxiety and PTSD. And
but now you're just Drew, and that's what's important there.
Well, I've learned how to live with my mental illness instead of having it control me.
Absolutely. And that was an important step for you? That was...
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Because my reactions to everything, sometimes I put responsibility, it's not me, it's because of my mental illness. And I gradually learned that, hey, I can live with this mental illness. I don't need to be a victim of it.
Absolutely. And you found that with a lot of your neighbors in the CARES community as well.
Hundreds of lives I've seen changed. That's what I love about CARES is I get to see when people first come in, and then I get to see when they leave, the changes in them and how they feel good about who they are. And most people like me that came in feel helpless and hopeless.
Wow.
So it's pretty exciting.
You know, I kind of define that CARES is like therapy on steroids. And when I say that, it is because you really do. I had someone a few days ago that was sitting with me and saying, man, there was this shift that occurred inside of me, and I really am looking at things differently. And you can't really pinpoint to one thing. It's a multitude of things that happen with the interactions within the community.
Absolutely. We will be right back with the CARES community after the break. I'm Vinny Thomas. You're listening to Be On Air Colorado.
Yeah.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
One second I'm having a smoke, next thing I know I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step up and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
College Radio Day is coming on Friday, October 2nd.
When college radio comes together.
Hundreds of college stations across the country will unite to celebrate the unique medium of college radio.
It's a place where students can be creative and speak their own minds.
College radio is important to me because it's a place where I can express myself, where I never had so much creative freedom before.
It's a lot of fun working together with other students, working together to create some great radio.
It's fun to do with other people.
Support this day by tuning into your local college or high school radio station.
I think it's a great thing that students come together to celebrate college radio.
College Radio Day is important because it's where we can get the word out about what we do, what we want to do, and how we can continue to do it.
For more information, please visit collegeradioday.com. College Radio, it's your authentic guide to the next generation of music.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Bat it up! Oh, God! Stokely! Down the sideline! Can they catch him? Stokely! Wow!
You're listening to The Wise Guys with Scott, Matt, Andrew, and Joe here on GoMileHigh.com.
Plenty of time for John now. Squeezes, steps up in the pocket. LA can run inside the 10. Head first! He dives!
Here we'll be discussing all the breaking news from around all the leagues, as well as everything that's happening with your local teams. Listen to us live every Monday, 4 to 6, here on GoMileHigh.com.
You're listening to Be On Air Colorado on GoMileHigh.com.
Hello and welcome back to Be On Air Colorado. I'm Vinny Thomas, and I'm here today with Drew and EJ, who are here on behalf of the Karis community. Welcome back, you guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
During the break, EJ, you were talking a little bit about how the Karis community is unique in the way it's built, and it's unique in Colorado. It's the only facility like it in Colorado, and one of only maybe 10 to 12 in the United States.
That's correct. That's what I'm aware of. And our model, the therapeutic community model that we embrace, came out of Great Britain in, you know, the late 50s, early 60s, which basically stated that people who live in community, that their quality of life increases, and that they're able to see that they have something significant, important to contribute to other people's lives. Majority of folks, when they come to Karis, they're kind of at their lowest of their low, and they really don't feel like they have a purpose or that they have value and have anything to contribute. And we really try to underline that's false. That's not true. You have much to give, and it happens in the context of the community.
Absolutely. And Drew, you found the community was an important part of fostering that kind of independent thought and that kind of focus on capability, on like what you can do.
Yeah, most definitely. I couldn't. I don't think without it, I would. I know without it, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. And I also realize the community is. I've been in different types of communities and different types of programs and stuff, and they were all opposite of what Karis is.
Mm-hmm.
And some were behavior modification and things like that. And it happened to be Karis that is the structure or was the what I needed.
Well, and I think one of the things that Drew kind of shared with me with the men's group last night that I think that it's facilitated by we use interns and externs from Denver University, their professional school of psychology, which is the PsyD program and the Master of Social Work program. So we have staff that are in graduate school, you know, kind of getting the book knowledge, but they're able to come to Caris and really have the experiential piece that's therapeutic. And they're there to help facilitate, but it's really the group that really makes the process happen. And Drew was just talking about how there are people that hadn't engaged that much before in previous weeks, and they started to engage. And I think when people do that and they see the response, when they're able to support people and kind of provide some constructive feedback, they really see, like, oh, wow, I'm not only saying this to them, but I'm also saying this to myself. So I really do think it's a process of the interactions that people have, and it's fun stuff too. I mean, I think people come into Caris and life has been intense and it's been a struggle, and we really try to say, you know what, it's important to create leisure, it's important to create fun. We do this so much that the last Thursday of the month, we have what's called Fun Night. Thursday nights are usually our community meeting, and we have dinner always together at 6:15, community meetings at 7, and it's my favorite night of the week because I get to see everybody and kind of have contact with folks I may not have seen, and it is. And what's unique about it, the community facilitates the meeting. It rotates by room, just like when they have to go grocery shopping, you know, on a Saturday morning to kind of get the groceries for the week for the meals. So the community cooks Sunday through Friday night at Caris, and so they're on a rotation. And so it's pretty intimidating because on Thursday nights there's 24 people that are sitting at our table. So it is. It's really underlying you have the ability and you have the skills. Take a risk. And we say that. Just take risks. Try it. Mistakes are okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think we talk about how mistakes, that's how you grow. You kind of learn, you know, what it is that you need to be more aware of and to take more risks about. So,
absolutely.
I love to be a part of like he was saying, Fun Night and all. When I wake up in the mornings and I see different people, I feel like it's John Boy. Like, because every morning I wake up, it's hi so-and-so and hi so-and-so. When I go to bed, it's good night, good night, good night throughout the whole house.
See, I don't even get that with my neighbors. It's just like cold, awkward stares when I bring the trash out. So that's really incredible.
Well, and it takes a while for people to get to that place. And that's why we ask for a minimum of a 6-month commitment. Because any major change you go through in life, whether if it's a physical move or if you've gone through a loss in your life, it takes 6 months to kind of walk through that and feel like, okay, I feel like I have some stability. Mm-hmm. So there really is a marker at 6 months when people come to Caris, and you can see it at a year and a year and a half. And what's nice about the ability to be able to stay 2 years at Caris is that it provides a long enough period of time where they can internalize new experiences, and it tips the scale from what they'd taken in before and previous experiences, and they can begin to say, like, you know what, I think I can start to trust this, you know? And that's super cool. Our name, Caris, is the Greek word for grace. And so we chose that because a lot of folks feel labeled and stigmatized, and we try to provide an opportunity that provides grace. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. But I think grace really underlines what the community is about. It's being able to forgive people. It's able to, you know, forgive yourself and also provide an atmosphere that's free of judgment.
And after all, mistakes are a part of the growth process.
Absolutely.
Could you talk a little bit about how the application process works? Like, how do you get in contact with someone who might benefit from the Caris community?
You know, what's really unique about Caris is we have people that come from different states. They find us on the internet. And we have someone that used to be on our board that is a psych nurse at a hospital in Connecticut. And it's amazing. We kind of get a couple applicants a year, and they've got to fly to Denver because people have to be at the location to be able to go through the interviewing process. But we get referrals from the 5 area mental health centers. We have the Mental Health Center of Denver, Arapahoe Douglas Mental Health Network, Community Reach, Aurora Mental Health, and Jefferson Center for Mental Health, and then also local hospitals that may have, you know, psych units, which is Porter and Venice Hospital.
The VA.
Denver Health, the VA, where Drew came from. And then also West Pines, which is part of Exempla Lutheran Healthcare System.
Okay, gotcha. And so the healthcare professionals will contact you if they feel someone may benefit from the CARES community?
Correct. Or a family member, or someone may know someone that was at CARES that kind of shared their story about their experience too.
Gotcha. We are coming up on another break here. After the break, we will continue to discuss how people can connect with the CARES community and maybe how you can volunteer. My name is Vinny Thomas. You're listening to Be On Air Colorado.
Listen to the Popcorn Junkies every Wednesday from 1 to 2 with Brock, Jacob, Austin, and Alex.
How could he know where you are?
He's seeking missiles, bloodhounds, foxes, barracudas.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
Thank you. Not a compliment.
Find the Popcorn Junkies every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on GoMileHigh.com.
I am Travis Box. I am the general manager of 88.1 The Berg.
On October 2nd, we'll be celebrating the 5th College Radio Day.
What College Radio Day has done, especially over the past 5 years, is start to show the campuses themselves and then the communities they broadcast in, and then at the national level, that college radio is alive, it's vibrant, it's multi-platform. It is the true embodiment of the voice of this generation. So I think that College Radio Day gives us the opportunity to educate people and show them what we're really capable of, what we're really made of, and why we're so passionate about college radio.
On October 2nd, hundreds of college radio stations across the country will unite to celebrate the unique medium of college radio. For more information, please visit collegeradioday.com.
College radio, more than ever, 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 is important and vital.
Are we be under attack, mountain the long nines, there be more than flagship, tenor down! What? No, not the Miami flagship, me garbage, me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. Many a folk don't know of it, that when they throw their trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way to the ocean. So lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. And learn more about what you can do, keep the ocean clean healthy. KeepOceansClean.org, brought to you by Keep Oceans Clean, Alliances, and the Outcome.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination attempting a simple cartwheel. His name is Sergeant Warner, but young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ag Council.
It's 10 a.m. on a Tuesday. That means it's time for Be On Air Colorado. Now here are your hosts, Bridget and Vinny.
Hello and welcome back to Be On Air Colorado. We were talking with the CARES community earlier and still are. We have here today Drew and EJ. Drew is a former member of the CARES community, now a staff member. And EJ is the executive director of the CARES community. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about how you can get in contact with the CARES community and who might benefit from the CARES community services.
Right. Our website, we have a web page that's pretty descriptive about what we're about, and that is www.CARIS.org. And then we have an email address that's called friends, FRIENDS, @CARIS.org. And then Jody DeLeo, who's our development director, also kind of coordinates volunteers. And it's her first name, Jody, @CARIS.org as well.
Okay, gotcha. This is an incredible nonprofit, an incredible program. I know a lot of people are going to want to get involved. How could someone go about doing that?
You know, I think that our phone number, too, is 303-355-5546. And so it's either, you know, by calling or shooting us an email and kind of letting us know what area they may want to be connected in. If they know of a family member or a friend that might benefit living in a therapeutic community that may struggle with a mental health issue, or if they're wanting to be able to volunteer, we have service projects, throughout the year. And one cool thing that has happened is last year, Xcel Energy has a volunteer day in September. And so it was our first day that we engaged, first year we engaged in that, and they contribute $500 to nonprofits towards materials for the projects. But it really is a way for them to engage in community service, but it provides us an opportunity to share our mission and to be able to have some help with things that we need done that we won't have to pay money for. So it's a win-win kind of relationship. And this year, they're coming out. I think we might have about 30 people, and Drew coordinates that. So Drew kind of coordinates the volunteers on site, and Jody kind of helps collect people that are interested in giving that and giving back to the community. So those are ways that folks can be a part of CARES.
Mm-hmm. Drew, now that you've gone from being a part of the CARES community to really being a part of the CARES community, like being an important part of the staff, organizing volunteers, managing the facilities, stuff like that, is it rewarding to do all of this?
Yeah, it's more than rewarding. It's my life. And
gotcha.
And if it weren't for, I'd like to also mention our board of directors and all of the people that help that we get grants from, and also donations from, definitely EJ's helped me as far as personally when I first got on as a community member. But it wouldn't be where it's at today if it weren't for all that. And I'm rewarded in that way too. I not only get to see changes within the community, but I also get to see changes within, like, interns that come over and stuff like that, and them leave and go to their graduation and have their own practice. Or it's just it's more than rewarding. That's why it's my life.
One of the things that I share with the community members and the staff is that when you have two or three people, you have a family unit. So if there are things that are unresolved, they will come up at CARES. And I even tell the grad students this, is that, you know, this is an opportunity for you to grow professionally, but this is a huge opportunity for you to grow personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things why so many people like our nonprofit, our site, for a learning experience, because it really is. It's something that not only transforms, you see transformation happening within the community, but they see it within themselves. And that's really cool. When you see grad students coming in, they're like unsure of themselves and not feeling really confident, and then all of a sudden you see this shift where they're being comfortable more in their own skin as a person and also as a therapist. But it happens through the giving and receiving and the interactions with the relationships in the community. Another thing that's pretty cool is next year we turn 40 as our anniversary date. So we started out in 1976, and we are located in the old St. Philomena Convent on Detroit Street, which St. Philomena is no longer around because they closed that parish because Good Shepherd was close by. And then we still have the cross above the door, and people say, oh, are you a Christian organization? And I say, no, it's kind of a historic building. So that's one thing that's really cool, too, is we have folks from all different faiths. We have folks from all different sexual orientations or just belief systems as far as, you know, their ethnicity. And I think that's what we say is there's room for everybody. And the discussions that happen around the dinner table are awesome because you get to hear about people's history, people's heritage, and lives are enriched as a result of that.
Wow. And that's another, that all kind of ties back to just fostering that individuality, because being able to learn about all of these different personal stories and connect with all of these different people, which it sounds like you guys are really enjoying it, connecting with all of these people who maybe you would have never gotten the chance to connect with before.
Correct. And one of the things that is a theme that we hear continually is people finally, when they come to CARES, they say, I don't feel alone. Like, people get it. It's like, there's someone that I don't have to explain a whole lot of things to. There's this acceptance and this understanding, and they feel like they're not alone, and that even though someone may have a different path that they have walked, there's some similarity and crossover, so they really feel an acceptance and understanding.
Mm-hmm. Was that feeling really significant for you at the CARES community, Drew?
Oh, yeah, I was helpless and hopeless, And I didn't, I had a problem with everything he mentioned with sexuality, race, everything with people, and I'm ashamed of, but yeah, it helped me.
Fantastic. We will be right back after the break. You're listening to Be On Air Colorado.
Game on Saturdays from 12 to 2, only at GoMileHigh.com.
Would you be surprised? A lot of people are actually really upset the graphics look like crap.
Really?
Yeah. You play the game for the game.
Yeah.
It's the same reason if you watch porn for the story. No, you play for the gameplay. Like read the articles in Playboy.
Yeah. I just cut out the pictures so they don't distract me.
You know?
So come listen to Game On Saturdays, 12 to 2, only at GoMileHigh.com.
College Radio Day is coming.
On Friday, October 2nd, hundreds of college radio stations across the country will unite to celebrate the unique medium of college radio.
Support this day by tuning in to your local college or high school radio station.
College Radio, it's your authentic guide to the next generation of music.
For more information, please visit collegeradioday.com.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Totally awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Cutting molding with a dual compound miter saw. While holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face to face with a congregation of alligators, with a ball in your hands and the entire frickin' season on the line.
There are a million places you would never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? Please stop the text and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Underneath the surface of our world lies another world, one of fairies and ghouls, elves and wizards, dungeons and dragons. If you are not afraid to come and explore the world of Greyhawk, come and join us for Dungeons in the Dark, Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. on GoMileHigh.com.
Welcome back to GoMileHigh.com. You're listening to Be On Air Colorado.
Hello and welcome back to Be On Air Colorado. I'm Vinny Thomas, and our guests in the studio today are Drew and EJ, who are here on behalf of the Karis community. EJ is the executive director, and Drew is a former community member, sorry about that, and now staff member at the Karis community. So we were talking over the break again about how the Karis community has expanded and intends to expand.
That's correct. So we currently opened our second site this week, and it's really a unique location. It's called Stepping Stone Cottage, a Karis community. And the philosophy behind this is that we saw that there was a gap of services on our continuum of care model, where individuals, majority of folks, do really well and they're ready at a year and a half, 2 years of transition out onto their own. But there's some folks that need time to be able to practice living independently, but not alone, because Karis is pretty structured. Folks have to be working, going to school, or volunteering in a minimum of 20 hours a week. They have to attend at least 3 meals. They have a chore that they do every day and that rotates by month. They have to go to one support group a week, and if they're in recovery from drugs or alcohol, they have to go to Wednesday night recovery group and 2 outside groups, because we're really clear that we're not a drug and alcohol treatment center, we're a mental health community, and they have to attend Thursday night community meeting, and so there's a lot of requirements, and yet that's what really engages people. We talk about everything we do is intentional, so it's not only a therapeutic community, it's intentional community. Well, our new site, Stepping Stone Cottage, that's at 2128 East 13th Avenue, it's a catty corner from Lick's Ice Cream, so it's folks are going to be traveling down there quite a bit, I think. But It allows seven people to live independently, but not alone. It's a peer-supported community. They're going to have a community meeting where they get together probably twice a month just to see how their community is doing. There's a property manager that's on site in the basement that's also a peer specialist, which is someone who struggles with a mental health issue and has navigated that successfully and can come alongside for support for folks. And it doesn't mean that that individual doesn't struggle either, but that it's a support, but it's not program driven like CARES is program driven. And so they make a commitment to a year lease. And so they have this year to be able to gain the confidence and find, you know, if they'd like another roommate to move out with. But it is, we just saw that there was this gap where some folks, they would go through the program and they would be on their own, and then they would find themselves kind of taking many steps backwards and not being in a good place and isolating again. So this gives them a year to kind of reaffirm the importance of not isolating and being engaged in relationships, but they're on their own.
Yeah.
And they're part of the alumni group. So when someone completes the empowerment program at CARES, they're a part of the alumni group. And so we have an opportunity where folks can come back to CARES twice a month, once on a Saturday, once on a Sunday, because people have different schedules. And they spend a couple hours just kind of checking in and sharing how they're doing. We provide lunch, and it's a way for them to reconnect, but also get support from the alumni group folks too.
Absolutely. So the main CARES community facility, it used to be a convent.
Right.
And so because there are rooms in the convent, that's what really helps to foster that sense of community is, you know, people have all these different responsibilities that they need to complete as well. So they can't isolate themselves in their rooms.
Well, and the nuns took a vow of poverty, and so the rooms are very small. They're very simple. I mean, they're nice. They're furnished, but it really does. I think it really fosters for people to be out in the community spaces. We have an awesome backyard because we're on four city lots in Denver.
Okay.
And so we have this beautiful backyard that has a water feature with goldfish in it and flowers. And we really are intentional about making the property beautiful and therapeutic on the outside as well on the inside. A lot of times people feel like they don't deserve to live in a nice environment because they don't feel very good about who they are. And we really want to shift that focus and say, you know what? You can live in a nice environment. You know, I have folks that tell me now that are in the alumni group, like, man, I hated doing my chore. It's like it really bugged me. But what they realize is that when they don't do their chore, it not only impacts them, but it impacts everybody in the community. And when things feel really chaotic on the inside, it's really helpful to have your external environment in some order. And they just say, you know, I find myself cleaning my apartment, and I just kind of smile because I think about, man, I learned this at CARES. You know, they had lost that when they had gotten in a space where they were sick and may have been hospitalized or may just have been alone and isolated. And so the skills that people learn at CARES, they are skills that maybe have been lost and maybe new skills that are acquired that helps them have healthy ways of taking care of themselves and the relationships around them.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys got enough support that you could expand into the cottage.
Right.
But you're a nonprofit, so you're always looking for more support.
We are. And what's interesting is, Jeannie Ritter is a major advocate for mental health issues in Denver and throughout Colorado, and she was the former First Lady. And she kind of indicated when she visited CARES, and I think it was could have been 2011 the first time, that we were the best-kept secret. But she also recognized that we're a small nonprofit, and it's difficult, you know, to fund our program. And what we do is we really do keep rents manageable. They're about 25% of what is the cost of the program. And so we really do rely heavily on foundations and individuals to kind of help us kind of make up that 75% gap. But it is, we were able to get grants to open up this new site as well as individual donations. And that was kind of tricky a little bit because we still have our main program on Detroit Street.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it worked out well. So, but it was a process of a couple years of raising money before we were able to open it.
Gotcha. And if people wanted to donate to the CARES Foundation, could they do so through your website?
You know, they can. We're part of ColoradoGives.org, which is from Community First Foundation. Mm-hmm. So they can just go to our website, go online, click the give part, and donate.
Gotcha.
That way through credit card.
We will be right back with the CARES community after the break. I'm Vinny Thomas.
Listen to the Popcorn Junkies every Wednesday from 1 to 2 with Brock, Jacob, Austin, and Alex.
How could he know where you are?
He's seeking missiles, bloodhounds, foxes, barracudas.
I'm kind of flabbergasted when you say things like that. It's weird.
Thank you. Not a compliment.
Find the Popcorn Junkies every Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. on GoMileHigh.com.
College Radio Day.
College. Hey. College Radio Day is coming on Friday, October 2nd.
The day when college radio comes together.
Hundreds of college stations across the country will unite to celebrate the unique medium of college radio.
It's a place where students can be creative and speak their own minds.
College radio is important to me because it's a place where I can express myself, where I never had so much creative freedom before.
It's a lot of fun working together with other students, working together to create some great radio.
It's fun to do with other people.
Support this day by tuning into your local college or high school radio station.
I think it's a great thing that students come together to celebrate college radio.
College Radio Day is important because it's where we can get the word out about what we do, what we want to do, and how we can continue to do it.
For more information, please visit collegeradioday.com.
College Radio, it's your authentic guide to the next generation of music.
This moment of uncontrollable laughter was made possible by a 32-year-old man with little to no coordination attempting a simple cartwheel. His name is Sergeant Warner, but young James, our laughing friend here, simply calls him Dad. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ag Council.
Hey, Colorado sports fans. You're listening to GoMileHigh.com, a student-operated station live from the Colorado Media School Studios here in Belmar, giving you a different perspective on all things current.
Stop torturing yourself, man! Live in the now!
So stay tuned to see what's coming up next on GoMileHigh.com, Colorado's sports lifestyle.
Showing!
Welcome back to GoMileHigh.com. You're listening to Be On Air Colorado, where our hosts have all the questions. Give us a call at 720-258-8488 with any questions or comments you may have for our guests.
Hello and welcome back to Be On Air Colorado. We're here today with the CARES community. During the break, we were talking a little bit about how the CARES community is a fun community to be a part of. I mean, we're talking about some of the serious aspects of it, but aside from that and beyond that, people really develop friendships, and they really love to communicate with each other. And I know, Drew, you in particular love to communicate with some of the some of your neighbors or former neighbors at the CARES community.
Yeah, I do. I like to have a good time, and I like other people also to see that laughter isn't bad, and that it's there's nothing wrong with enjoying life, because I think sometimes we think that we don't deserve to have fun in life, you know, that we're all bad. And I know I did when I first came, so I can speak for myself. And what I have learned and what I continue to learn is that there is nothing wrong with it. And as I spoke with you earlier during the break, I feel like people that come to CARES are not, a lot of them feel hopeless and helpless, as I did. And that what I like to do is try to bring out something positive to at least be around them, because when you're the kind of people you're around, the better you kind of feel yourself. It can be uplifting. And plus I think it makes me a better person, because the community is actually uplifting to me, because I have learned that they're very, very good people. And It's not hard for me to feel uplifted even though somebody else is down.
So one of the things that I've thought of when Drew was talking is that a lot of people, when they come to Charis, they feel like they need someone else to complete them in a relationship. And one of the things we really try to say is, you know what, you are enough. And about a month ago, we were in our community meeting, and there was someone that, you know, just had been sharing this concept with for 6 months. And and someone was struggling and just talking about how they felt like they had missed the mark and they weren't doing well in this area. And this person that, you know, I had been talking with, when it was time for feedback, looked at this person and said, "You're enough." And then I said, "Where's the mirror?" I mean, and the person took it lightly and kind of chuckled and stuff. But I think that that's one of the things that is really cool that happens, is when people see that they are enough and they're good. You know, there's a lot of goodness inside of them. And when they share that with other people, it enriches that person's life and they come alive, and it comes back into them. And some of the jokes that are kind of played spontaneous around the house, one happened last night. I was working late and I went through the dining room, and I was putting up a note about our opening that's Friday that the community was invited to be a part of. I told them garbanzo was going to be the food, and that brightened their eyes a little bit. But
oh, yeah,
but what happened is someone around the table said, "Hey, did you see the iPad with your pictures on it, EJ?" And I'm like freaking out, like, "Oh my gosh, somehow did they get to my Facebook page and did they, you know, they see pictures?" And they saw this response to me, like I just went like into like a deadpan response, and they go, "Would you like to see him?" I said, "Yes, I would." So we are scheduling our on iPads. And so she took me over to the iPad that's in the gallery where we have our support groups and our community meetings, and she pulled them up, and there was this like this sigh of relief, like, "Oh, those pictures were taken at Charis, you know?" And the pictures were all contorted, like our faces were.
Yeah.
And they did something on the iPad when they took pictures, and so it was... And it was interesting because it's like she said, "Gotcha," you know, kind of a thing. So there's playfulness, and it's not just all seriousness. We have a piano in the gallery, and when I hear people playing music, right, I hear people singing, we have the most creative, gifted, and bright people, much smarter than me. We have folks that write plays. We have people that are artists, people that, you know, sing, people that create music. I mean, I just am blown away about the amount of talent and gifts that people hold. And when you share those gifts, it not only enriches the community's life, it enriches their life as well.
Absolutely. Drew, what do you think about some of those gifts? Like the piano playing sounds amazing. Have you met any incredible artists that you've been...
Oh, yeah, I've seen where this one gentleman, he was at Charis for a while, but he got the entire community to be involved in a play. And it was, I mean, for what he had to work with, mm-hmm. it was pretty professional.
It was Amelia's Tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was absolutely incredible. And I was shocked because he did this by himself. And I was shocked that it's hard to get the whole community to want to be involved with something like that, you know. And it might be the littlest thing, somebody turning on and off these lights just at the right time. And it was all done with nothing. That materials were made by hand, and
wow,
and it turned out to be
well. And people's personality came out.
Oh, it was
and we had great. Like two showings, and that people could come to. And I laughed so hard I was crying because I just saw how funny like people were that I didn't see before, and how when they were in character, it just, I mean, it was like Drew said, it was just an amazing thing that brought everybody together. But it really kind of communicated, you know, you can do this. Take a risk. You can do this. And they had fun. I mean, there was anxiety, definitely, but people talked about how that was one of the things that really brought the community together that year.
And when we play, we have fun night, and sometimes you can see EJ come out, and everybody talks about him. When we play volleyball, if things don't go right, the ball might get kicked and stuff like that.
Okay, so I think I've grown a lot. I mean, I'm one of nine kids, and so it was just competition was built in, and so it is.
But they enjoy that too. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I think it cares too. They see you're not a blank screen. Like if you go to therapy and you don't know much, they know quite a bit about us. I mean, they don't know everything, but they see your mistakes, And I don't have a problem of owning my mistakes and saying, you know what, you are right. I could have handled that differently. And that's helpful for me to hear. I won't take responsibility for someone else's choices and what they say, but definitely I'm challenged every day to look a little deeper at my life and how I'm living my life.
I got 18 people to blame. I don't have to own mine.
We will be right back after the break. You're listening to Be On Air, Colorado.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear spotting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
One second I'm having a smoke. Next thing, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey is famous and you are not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service or State Forest during the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
I am Travis Box. I am the general manager of 88.1 The Berg.
On October 2nd, we'll be celebrating the 5th College Radio Day.
What College Radio Day has done, especially over the past 5 years, is start to show the campuses themselves and then the communities they broadcast in. And then at the national level, the college radio is alive, it's vibrant, it's multi-platform. It is the true embodiment of the voice of this generation. So I think that College Radio Day gives us the opportunity to educate people and show them what we're really capable of, what we're really made of, and why we're so passionate about college radio.
On October 2nd, hundreds of college radio stations across the country will unite to celebrate the unique medium of college radio. For more information, please visit collegeradioday.com.
College radio, more than ever, is important and vital.
GoMileHigh.com has a little bit of everything, from sports to movies to current events. There are different shows such as The Wise Guys, Popcorn Junkies, and Perspectives that will keep you up to date on anything and everything. Make sure you give the station a like on Facebook at facebook.com/GoMileHigh and give the station a follow on Twitter at GoMileHigh. As always, you can catch up on missed shows at www.GoMileHigh.com.
Here on Game On, we'd like to share some advice with you.
Is she a mean girl or a regular girl?
Caboose, what did I tell you?
That there are no regular girls.
Exactly. So here's a few brief pointers. Invest in real estate. There's no such thing as a permanent record. Always eat breakfast. All the girls on the internet are actually dudes. And you should never, ever buy the extended warranty on anything. Ever.
Game On, Saturdays from 12 to 2, only on GoMileHigh.com.
You're listening to Be On Air Colorado on GoMileHigh.com.
Hello and welcome back to Be On Air Colorado. I'm Vinny Thomas, here today with two representatives of the Karis community, Drew and EJ. Welcome, you guys. This is our final segment here, so I'd like to ask some maybe idealistic kind of questions. And I'd like to start with you, EJ. If your foundation had all of the money in the world, what would you do? Where would you see the Karis Foundation going?
Well, one of the goals that we have at Karis Community after opening this second site is to have another site, hopefully in Jefferson County. And so we want to be able to kind of expand throughout Colorado. And what's really interesting is I have a couple that are coming from Utah this week. Their son was just diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder, and they found about us online in Colorado, and they're coming to meet with me on Friday to find out how they might be able to duplicate what we have in Denver in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting, to be able to kind of share what we do so other people can do that if we cannot. But it really is. Our goal is to be able to have, more sites. And I think, next 3 to 5 years, it's a duplicate site like we have in Denver. So we have 18 people that we can serve at a time mm-hmm. at Karis, and we have 15 bedrooms, so 3 of those bedrooms are shared. And so with opening up this new site, Stepping Stone Cottage, we're able to kind of serve more people. And because some people may see that, you know what, I may only need 6 months or may only need a year, and then I can go to another step as far as my transition. So definitely 3 to 5 years we have planned a second site. And we've chosen Jefferson County because we can reach some rural areas that there may not be as many services with mental health as far as a residential therapeutic community to be a part of. So the board really navigates what our expansion looks like, and we want to make sure that we're able to take care and do a good job of, you know, our site on Detroit Street. And then this is new, having a second site at the cottage, we call it now, because, you know, we haven't done this before. So it's kind of trial and error. But it is, we see the need to be able to educate and inform people about mental health issues, because I think a lot of stereotyping and stigmatism comes from ignorance and a lack of education. And I think oftentimes what we fear most about ourselves, what we may struggle with, we kind of project that out and keep people away, because I even had someone said about 6 months ago, when we were kind of looking at the site, we don't want those people living in our neighborhood. And I'm going, those people? I thought like I was back in the dark ages. Like, these are folks like you and me. You know, I don't know anybody that has not gone through a significant loss in their life. And with that, there's grief, there's sorrow, there's depression, and there's the dark night of the soul that happens. So I think we all struggle on some level with kind of mental health issues. And I think it's part of being human, and I think it's through those relationships is that we're able to navigate and manage things and kind of be able to embrace the goodness and the good part of life, as well as navigate the days or the seasons that are dark.
Absolutely. And Drew, what would you say to someone who's maybe on the fence about joining the CARES community, or who feels they should join the CARES community?
Well, I feel like somebody really has to want to change. I don't think CARES is for everybody. A lot of people come there, and it's because they have a significant others that would like to see change. And sometimes that works, actually, because once they've been there a while and they've seen the caring that goes around there, they change and they want to be there for themselves. But it's a place to where you really want to make a change. I also think with just a few people, like 18, I think a bigger community would be harder because it would be too much. But with a smaller one, you get close.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, Vinny, on behalf of the community members at CARES, the staff, and our board of directors, we'd like to thank you and Beyond Air Colorado for this opportunity to share our mission.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So that was our discussion with the CARES community. For more information, you can visit CARISCommunity.org. That's CARISCommunity.org. Or if you'd rather, you can call at 303-555-5546.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear spotting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey is famous and you are not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service or State Forest during the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.